When idling is and is not necessary, idling refers to a vehicle's engine running while the vehicle is stationary. For buses, idling might be necessary in specific situations, but should be minimized or avoided when possible due to various reasons. When idling is necessary, 1. Passenger boarding and deboarding. Idling may be necessary when passengers are boarding or alighting from the bus to maintain climate control, especially in extreme weather conditions. 2. Traffic signals or stops. In heavy traffic or at frequent stops, buses might idle briefly to avoid constant starting and stopping, which can be more fuel intensive. 3. Air conditioning or heating. Idling may be required to power the HVAC system for passenger comfort, especially in climates where extreme temperatures are a concern. When idling should be minimized or avoided. 1. Passenger boarding and deboarding. Idling may be necessary when passengers are boarding or alighting from the bus to maintain climate control, especially in extreme weather conditions. 2. Traffic signals or stops. In heavy traffic or at frequent stops, buses might idle briefly to avoid constant starting and stopping, which can be more fuel intensive. 3. Air conditioning or heating. Idling may be required to power the HVAC system for passenger comfort, especially in climates where extreme temperatures are a concern. When idling should be minimized or avoided. 1. Fuel efficiency. Idling consumes fuel without covering any distance, contributing to unnecessary fuel consumption and emissions. Minimizing idling time improves fuel efficiency. 2. Engine wear and tear. Extended idling can lead to increased wear on the engine components, reducing engine life and increasing maintenance needs. 3. Air pollution. Idling emits pollutants like carbon dioxide, nitrogen oxides, and particulate matter, contributing to air pollution. Avoiding idling helps reduce emissions and improves air quality. 4. Noise pollution. Idling engines contribute to noise pollution, especially in urban areas or near residential zones, affecting the environment and public health. 5. Regulations and policies. Many regions have laws or regulations restricting vehicle idling times to reduce environmental impact and conserve fuel. For buses, the need for idling varies based on operational requirements and passenger needs. It's crucial for drivers to balance passenger comfort with fuel efficiency and environmental considerations by minimizing unnecessary idling and turning off the engine when prolonged idling isn't necessary. Proper training and adherence to policies help drivers make informed decisions about idling based on specific situations. The benefits of reduced idling. Reducing idling offers several benefits for both vehicles and the environment. 1. Fuel savings. Idling consumes fuel without contributing to mileage. Reducing idle time conserves fuel, leading to cost savings and improved fuel efficiency for vehicles. 2. Emissions reduction. Idling engines produce pollutants such as carbon dioxide, nitrogen oxides, and particulate matter. Cutting down idle time helps decrease emissions, contributing to improved air quality and reduced environmental impact. 3. Engine maintenance. Continuous idling can lead to increased wear and tear on the engine components. Reducing idle time extends the engine's lifespan, potentially decreasing maintenance costs and improving overall vehicle longevity. 4. Noise reduction. Reducing unnecessary idling minimizes noise pollution, benefiting both the environment and communities, especially in urban areas or near residential zones. 5. Compliance with regulations. Many regions have laws or regulations limiting vehicle idle times to reduce environmental impact. Reducing idle time helps ensure compliance with these regulations. 6. Health benefits. Lowering emissions through reduced idling contributes to better air quality, potentially improving respiratory health and reducing health risks associated with poor air quality. 7. Conservation of resources. Fuel is a finite resource. By reducing idling, vehicles conserve fuel, contributing to resource conservation and sustainability efforts. 8. Climate impact. Decreasing emissions from reduced idling contributes to mitigating climate change by reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Overall, minimizing unnecessary idling offers numerous advantages, including cost savings, environmental benefits, improved air quality, and reduced wear and tear on vehicles. Encouraging practices that limit idling time benefits not only individual vehicles and their operators, but also the broader community and the environment. The limits associated with anti-idling laws and regulations. Anti-idling laws and regulations aim to reduce unnecessary vehicle idling to minimize emissions, conserve fuel, and improve air quality. However, these regulations come with certain limitations and exceptions, where one, exemptions for specific situations. Emergency vehicles. Laws often exempt emergency vehicles like ambulances, fire trucks, or police cars that might need to keep engines running for operational reasons. Extreme temperatures. Some regulations have exceptions during extreme temperatures, e.g. very hot or cold weather, to maintain passenger comfort or for safety reasons. 2. Idling permitted under specific conditions. Limited time allowances. Regulations might permit idling for a limited time, typically a few minutes, to power essential functions like heating or cooling during rest breaks or loading/unloading passengers. Traffic conditions. In heavy traffic or at traffic lights, vehicles might be allowed brief idling to avoid frequent starting and stopping. 3. Enforcement challenges. Enforcement difficulties arise due to the challenge of monitoring and enforcing anti-idling laws consistently. Lack of awareness or resources might limit authorities' ability to enforce these regulations effectively. Varied local regulations. Anti-idling laws vary across regions, cities, or states, leading to inconsistencies in enforcement and compliance. What might be permissible in one area could be prohibited in another. 5. Operational needs. Some vehicles, such as those with specialized equipment, might require idling for operational purposes, making complete compliance with anti-idling laws impractical in certain situations. 6. Education and awareness. Limited public awareness or education about anti-idling laws might lead to unintentional violations. 7. Exceptions for specific circumstances. Regulations may allow idling for specific situations, such as idling for maintenance or diagnostic purposes, which might be necessary for a short duration. Anti-idling laws and regulations aim to strike a balance between environmental protection, fuel conservation, and practicality for vehicle operators. While these laws offer numerous benefits, they also recognize the need for exceptions in certain circumstances where idling might be necessary for safety, operational, or passenger comfort reasons.